Ches Sivan, Isru Chag Shavuos, Friday the 10th of June, Rabbi Svi Leibovich, a Parsha theme, and Inyana Dioma.
Good morning, everybody. It's nice to be back here again. And good thing I came in a bit earlier, like this. I see the gentleman before took away half my shiur. Maybe I could add a little bit more on that, and then we'll go into the Parsha.
It was a warmer.
Yeah, it was a warmer, yeah. That's it, a good hachana. I don't know how much. How much you said? I saw you had the Shulchan Aruch open. It says that today. First of all, you know we should have a good Yom Tov today. Really, I'm sure.
Did you come back up?
Pardon?
Did you come back up?
The Kitzad Dvorim with Shulchan Aruch says also the Sanas Matzli Chag Hashavuos. And Magav Rom, not sure if it was read before. Magav Rom says Mepnei Shekeshekeshekechal Atzeres V'Shabbos Hoyem Tevuach Achas Shabbos. When Atzeres V'Shabbos didn't say that. The Rosh Hashanah, yeah? When Atzeres is B'Shabbos, is Yom Tevuach, the day that the Shechta Kavon is Achas Shabbos. A few minutes, I'm going to run through a little bit of this in here, because I found it very interesting text to read. It's going to make things fall into place. The Mishnah Chagiga, Shteit Azoy in Chagiga. Shteit the Mishnah Azoy. B'Shama Emir Mevi'im Shlomim, Ve'in Tzoyim Chimaleim, Avaloi Oilus. B'Shama says, you must bring Oilus on Yom Tov. He does the Rashi's very carefully. He said, rather than oilus of Talmud, you're allowed to bring a Yom Tov. That's when then. This man is Shabbos. But some oilus Riyah, you mustn't bring a Yom Tov. And Basil says, Mavim Shlom of the oilus, you're allowed to bring Shlom and oilus. You can make smicha. Now, Atzeres Shechali is Be'ev Shabbos. If Atzeres is Friday. So, come to us Hazoi. That on Shavuos, I can't bring my oilus Riyah because it's Shabbos. Shabbos, the next day, Shabbos, I can't bring my oilus Riyah because it's Shabbos. So, when do we bring it? We bring it on Sunday. So it's delayed with 2 days. Say that. And Bethilel says, no, it's not necessary. He shecht it on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Moedim, Shem Cholo Liyos B'Shabbos, Shem Tvuch Acha Shabbos. Avada, everybody's Moedim, that if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, then you have to shecht the bonus after Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Kohen Godel Mislabish B'Kelov, this was mentioned before, I think, because it's Tzedukim, they translated literally. They said "Bimochas Hashabbos" means literally after Shabbos gracious. So therefore, we want to lehoitzim milivon. The Kohen Gadol didn't get dressed nicely. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says in his personal garb, he wouldn't put on Sunday best, as they call it. Right? Wouldn't put on Sunday best, personal garb. Mashenka Tosfos says it is referring to the big Kohen Gadol. That means that usually he would go to the Beis Mikdash and do avoda. Today he would refrain from that. That people shouldn't see it as a festive day. Lohitzim living from the Tzedokim, and it says Vayitim Metorim Behesped Betanis Yilatim Maspin Tanis Shlulekayim Divri Ha'imrim. Not to say the not to mekayim the ones that say Atzeres Achas Shabbos, that Shavuos is literally Memochas Hashabbos. That's the Mishnah. Now we have a look in the Gemara. Remember, it's easy to remember. It's Daf Yud Ches Daf Chai. Shteit in the Gemara Azoy. A story. The Gemara brings a story that. Maisa umes alchaso belud. I was struggling. Who is alchaso? Then I saw in the Tesefta it says Alexandria. Yes, I don't know. The Gemara brings it in short. So alchaso was died in Lud. He was a very prominent person. The nichnasu kol yisrael asafatay. All the Eden came to him. It must have been a very prominent person. Velo hinichem reb tafen came along and said, no, we can't do that today. Mepnei she yom tov shel atzeres hoya. It was yom tov. You can't say Hespen or Yom Tov. It says, well, verstehen ich. Yom Tov Salkadatach, it was Yom Tov. You think people came on Yom Tov and say Hespen? There can't be such a thing. And the Pnei Shi Yom Tivuach Hoya. So first of all, we see the Gemara calls Yom Tivuach Yom Tov. So we had the right to say it Yom Tov today, right? So it was Yom Tivuach and Memeila, you can't say Hespen. So the Gemara has a stealer. Here, in the Mishnah says, Faket, you should say Hespen. Right? Dafke, Lohitzim Eliban. And here we have a story, he didn't know. So Gemara says, Lekashia. Kam b'yom tov shechali is achar Shabbos. Kam b'yom tov shechali is b'Shabbos. So it's quite obvious, Azoy. If it's yom tov, that's on Shabbos. So maybe we have to bring the kabbonis after Shabbos. So then it's going to look like it's yom tov. It's going to look like yom tov. So therefore, we dafke don't say a hespit. But when it's yom tov, it falls the middle of the week. So maybe the next day is gonish. So then you're allowed to say a hespit. Now, why? Because it's Yom Tivuach. So now let's remember, according to who, when Yom Tov falls in the middle of the week, according to who do you have to do the kabbonis the following day? The korn to b'shamay, right? Korn to b'shilu, you could do the kabbonis on that day, right? So kumta instead of tarsen. That he says that we should not say a hesped on the following day from Yom Tov is paskening like Beis Shammai. That's very, very funny. It's very weird that. Why is he paskening like Beis Shammai? Rashi, you know what Rashi writes? Rashi says that Yom Tov Shechali is b'choyel. When Yom Tov works out on the weekday, the ein yom tivuach shleidecha b'Shabbos. It's not the yom tivuach on Sunday. So if it's not the yom tivuach on Sunday, so why refrain from saying Hesped, yeah. So it's very interesting. And let's have a look again what the Mogen Avraham says. What does the Mogen Avraham say? The Avraham says that Mepnei Kishchal Atzeres B'Shabbos Hoyoyim Tivuach Acha Shabbos. That's why one doesn't say a Hesped, right? What does the Mishnah say? When Yom Tivuach Shabbos, then everybody's mind that you have to. When we have to do it on Sunday, and then Dafki one should say a Hesped. It's a pella. How do you understand the Mogavon? You learn the Mogavon? It's a pella, the Mogavon. The Mogavon says again, Nochemel, you can't fast. Why? Because when Atzeres is Chal B'Shabbos, Yom Tivuach is Sunday. Yom Tivuach can't make a Hesped. The Mishnah says clearly, the often a Mishnah, that in such a case you Dafki should say a Hesped, that Lohel Tzimulim. It's a pella. The kids said, well, I'm a fine need, I'll ask Ms. Kash, says, have a look in Tosfos Arid. It's not going to happen to the Mogavron, but just we see a different mahalach in Tosfos Arid. Shaykh in Tosfos Arid, Azoi. Oh. Kash Yili. He asked his Kash. No other Shaykh asked his Kash. Only Tosfos Arid. And it's not brought in the Pasuk. It's very interesting. Kash Yili, the MK, the Tafun Ke Beishamai. It looks like the Tafun says, like Beishamai. Because Diki Bethil, if it's Bethil, who Amri the Ein Lo Yom Tivuach. Bethil says there's no Yom Tivuach. When it's the middle of the week, when she was the middle of the week, there's no Yom Tivuach. The Mekabe be Yom Tiv, because you're Atvi Makabe Yom Tiv. Yes, Shloima, it's an interesting thing. Maybe you have to understand, there was millions of people who are in the Rekha. How is it possible to do all the Kabonas on that day? We know Pesach is going to be a little bit different. Pesach, like I'm saying, set up, it's brought up, the Kahanim, it's like lightning, the klisholas is traveling back and forth like lightning. But Stamos, every Yom Tov, some mention that against the Mitzvah, only Pesach. So basically, like, what's the problem? Dr. Azoy, Hochkama, the Tefillah says you don't need a Yom Tivuach after Yom Tov, because Be'etzim, you're allowed to do the Kabbonis in Yom Tov. Livo kulu makrivi be Yom Tov. Avol miu, stoma de milsa, en kol yisroel lechoydim lachaspik, it wasn't possible they should all do the Yom Rishon. So they made a zichah spilled over. It had to spill over. And therefore, because Lamai is a very big oil of cloud, maybe 50% or 40%, did the Kabbonis after today. So they made it was a festive day. Our cousins, our mishpucha, everybody was doing kabbalas. It was a very festive day. Even though they were alive, if they could have squeezed it in, it would have been okay. So Dr. Weiter, therefore it's after the hesped. Now it says, but 1 minute, so if it spilled over, so they had really 7 days, you know, the old nights of the yeshiva, back home, they kept the flowers up, some flowers here, this is Dafka for Shabbos, so with the Cheshm. The Shabbos didn't turn up. Right. So in night of the yeshiva, they used to leave the flowers up for 7 days. Havos, why? Because you're allowed to be mashkin the kabbonis for 7 days. Still have the shtickl feel, and other under don't say tachmin for 7 days, yeah? That's where you saw where it comes from. So it says the Pesarid, it says the Etzem, you can't have makhvan kol shiva. See if it spills over, you know what Yidin are like, if it spills over, it's easy to come. The day after, it's a shlef, my yom zemeise. So he says, L'choy, if that's the case, if it's a spillover, right, it's not, you have to do it that day. So if it's a spillover, let go for 7 days, Yom Tov, right? We make extended bank holiday, we mazok, yeah? I've always said that. Dr. Nair, he doesn't like that. ואף משכל שיבו יש להם תשלומים, ונוכל לעשות מכולן יום טבע, על ים אחד. כן נשמע אחד אגרס יום טבע. כן נשמע אחד, only one day. Which day do you make? So obviously you make the first day after yom טבע. Then he says another thing, he says, don't forget, people have to go back to work. So therefore everybody rushed and did it the day after yom טבע, and that was it. ואויד, שאיקרא קרבוס מיום שני, הויסו, שהויד, תרודן לחזה לבטיין. They had to go home. So we have a test in Ivris tradition, and it says ganz klar, even according to the fiddle, that you're allowed to be makdim on Shabbos, but it spilled over, and the day after Shavuos was a festive day, and it became Yontif, and therefore it's also behesped of the Tannis, even according to the fiddle. However, when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, so I believe then they dachti were maspid. Right? Lohoitzi Vidibon. So the Mug of Rome is a Pella. The next time I come, maybe someone will have a Pella for me. I don't quite understand where the Mug of Rome gets this from. Sure. Now we'll have a look in the only, we read before the Shulchan Aruch, yeah? But the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he has also a hunt for Loshen, how he writes it, to die to see it. As you all know, the Shulchan Aruch Harav sometimes gives us the bit more. He says a bit of a different reason. Well, we could say it means the same thing as the Tos Perid. Today, it's also nesanis meikir hadin. Why? Lefishu hu yom tivuach bezman shebeis mikdash kayim. Dehainu. Sheboi bayoim hu makrib mo'u lefriya, shlo hu yechoylim lahakir biyom tiv atzmoy, lefishayim behem shum tzorech oichel nefesh. What does it sound like? Like Bashamai, huh? Okay. Ve'im echalim yom tiv beshvilam, kivin she'efshe lahakir v'acha yom tiv. Shatze. Well, you can't be Machal Yom Tov, because you're allowed to be Makrav Yom Tov. If you couldn't be Makrav Yom Tov, it would be Derech. You're allowed to. Shatzeres Yeshu Tashlum Kol Shiva, as we said before. All 7 days. V'afapi Shizeh Ele Divrei B'Shamay. That's clearly. Ha'le Divrei B'Shil, Metorin Lahakriv, Af B'Yom Tov Atzmai, Mekol Mokam. Kivon Shedova Zeh Osu B'Shil Ki Divreihem. It's mashman to me a little bit. It looks like that B'Shil was Choshish for B'Shamay. We don't see the Gemara Zazach. So maybe it means like the Tzeis Tzerid, that Lamaaseh, they did like him. A lot of people shechted the day after, because of spillover. I still find it a bit difficult. And even though the Beis Mikdash is Chorev, also, the Tzeis Tzerid, I forgot to tell you, it says very, very interesting. What's about today? What's the Simcha? Those things are called Kavonis. He says, Reb Tafim was Acha Chobon, right? Reb Tafim was Acha Chobon Beis Mikdash. So it must be the same thing spills out, goes for us today as well. That's the Tzeis Tzerid says clearly. So it's a very stark ride. For us, it's Mamash Yom Tov today. In the Bechira, the Chazal put it. That we shouldn't know what's the best with the Tannis. And what's about Tzvik in the Yom? You know, very good. And it's Yisrael. What's today? We're a day further. Tzeis Tzerid says, no, Minig HaMaseinu B'Yeneinu. And like everything, it is Yom Tov today. And just to die before, I'm going to go to Yonei HaPasha, just to see what's about Motzah Sukkos and Motzah Pesach. It's different, it's not the same thing. We have to be clear with that. So it's beginning in Hilchos Pesach. Well, this is Amrish. Let me just see where this is. Hilchos Tes, Sif Yud Zayin. There's always a gentleman that writes, Madam McCormick, he's not here today, luckily. Yeah. But this is about every Motzei Yom Tov, and this also applies Mistama to Shavuos as well. But Shavuos has the extra thing we said before, but Mistama this applies both to Kedai, Mamash, and Yom Deima. Kola Oysa Isu. Anybody makes an Isu, says the Aguda, he ties himself up. Lechag, Bachil, Vishtir. You tie yourself to Yom Tov, a bit more food today, more drinking. The Haina Shemabak Kaz Bachil, Vishtir, Biyom Shlachar, Lechag. Voice it Tofel, Lechag. He makes his day still a connection. It's not like a holiday, a normal holiday. Marla Olav Akosov, Kilabona Mizbeach, the Hikrev Olav Kobon. By making a little Suda today, it's like you're building a Mizbeach and being Makrev Kobon. Shenema, Isru Chag, Ba'avoisim Akanis HaMizbeach. He says, what's the title? Ba'avoisim means Behemois, Ovois, Shmeinois. Isru Chag, if you make it Isru Chag, it's Ba'avoisim. It's like you're bringing a very fat Behemah as Kanis HaMizbeach. The Fichach Mahagim Dina Shela, Habas, Tzach, Bachil, Vashtiyah, Vlaim, what's that? Yeah. All Gimel Regolim. Now we remember that Shavuos has an extra dimension, right? Shavuos has a Yom Tov as well. And it's very interesting, he's not careful to indicate that Shavuos is different. It's funny. He doesn't indicate that. He like talks about all Gimel Regolim. But did the Torah Amin b'makimach v'ashir b'makimach? Ela shamoin arez meshabach. The kids as well. Today is a double thing. If you have a shikul yom tov, a shikul suda, it's like a bring a korban. And plus, it's mamash yom tov, as we saw in the Tosfos. Fine. That's, I'm sorry if I was a repetition to certain people, but I think it was right. Now let us have a look at Bahaloska. We said in the past Shtikl Ha'ora and Pashas Bahaloska. I can't say a beautiful seder, but it's one of the seders that I don't know. I'm not sure about mitzvah seder, so I have a shtickle feeling for it. Extra feeling. Yeah, lomas to see over here. Vadaber Hashem Moshe leimoy daver elahan v'mato eilo v'haloyzcho es haneirois emul p'nei hamanoiro yiru shivas haneiros. When you will light the candle, now the Rashi picks up v'haloyzcho, we'll soon see, Elul panei haMenorah, your iru shivas haneiros. Towards the middle of the menorah, it should light the shivas haneiros. Now, how do you do this? How do you make elul panei haMenorah, your iru shivas haneiros? And the machlokes is rishonim about this. The machlokes is rishonim. All of us know the Rashi, famous Rashi, and Rashi says beginnings. We remember it well. Shisho shal shishu akonim, the six on the six branches that go to the middle. Poyim lemul hamtzoi, and Rashi adds in one word. Hapsilois shibohem. The wicks need to go to the middle one. So we know what it means. That when a hand kindles the menorah, to make sure the wicks are on the towards the middle one. That's the lotion from Rashi. And Lamai says it's the free. Rashi quotes this from the new Chaboshim and printed the Makoyos. The Rambam in Peidik Gimel Beis HaBechira talks about when you build the Beis HaMikdash. He said also. Shisho haneiros hakvuyin b'sheishes hakonim, the six neiros which is kvua in the six branches. Now let's remember the loshim, the six neiros which is kvua on the six branches. So it looks like the neiros and the branch are two separate things, and that's true because the branches, when you talk about all the measurements of the menorah, that does not talk about the part, the keli, the thing that kept the oil in it. The oil, where the oil goes in, that's called the leir. So in all these, we learned of the long Rashi and in Tetzaveh that talks about the menorah, does not talk about that little bit. That's an extra bit. So the Ram and the Machlokes in Gemara Menachos, as you know, if that bit was kevua on the menorah or not, was it removable or not removable? So the Rosh, the Rambam means, you see elsewhere, the Rambam holds that it was kevua. He says, Shisho aneres hakevuyin b'shishos hakanim, hayotzim na menorah kulom peneim l'neirem tzoi. The face of these, how do you call them, these little lamps, cups or lamps, they were facing to the middle one. So everyone faced, the lamps were made, maybe, you know, I can imagine they made like a little lip, or like a little, like jugs have, where you can put the wick to hang, and that was facing the middle one, and the middle one was facing the Kodesh Kodshim, v'hu nikra ne'marahim. So l'chayna. This was fixed when they made the menorah. Miksha zoev toy. They had to make the menorah in such a way that the lamps were facing that way. So l'choyre, it's mashma. I wonder where is the Rambam write this halacha? In Peirik Gimel Beis HaBechira. In Beis HaBechira, he talks about how you build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kum Tov Tuchay, the Rambam holds, it's a din in the how you build the Beis HaMikdash. There's halachas how you build the Beis HaMikdash. But there's halachas how many flowers the menorah had to have, how many buttons it had to have, how many cups it had to have. One of the dinim is the way you construct the menorah, that it has to be a null panel, that it should be that way. And the chayr has nothing to do with the harem. The chayr, because it's in Beis HaBechira. It's not going to be a din in the hadlokah, it should have the chayr be in Hilchas, to meet him himself in, where he writes about hadlokas and menorah. So the Biskirov in his sefer, it's a beautiful shtickle Torah. I thought I'd say my own thing, but I say Biskirov, it's zicha good. I'll add on something, but he says it's a zeh shmer zach, because where's the source of this din? And I have to go to the middle one. Where's the source? Apasha. What does it say in Apasha? Dabar el ahar memato el ba'aloi tchos aneiros. El mul p'nei amanoiro yi'iru shivas aneiros. We're talking to ahar when it's madlik. It according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be in Parshat Tzava. When you say about how to build the menorah, it should say you should make cups, you make this, and it should be a mupnei menorah. So I think the Taz says unto Santa Zach, he says when a Aharon lights the menorah, he has to think about why was it made the cups that way. He has to understand the Tam Adova. That's what the Taz says. Sure. He has to think about when he's lighting it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the cup this way that the Yiddish Shivat HaNeiros? The Biskrov says a bit different. Biskrov says Tazoy. Avada Zicha 100% that it was a dinner that had Lokas HaMenoira. Avada is a dinner that had Lokas HaMenoira. Because the Makor is over here. However, since Lamasa Han couldn't do anything about it, it was just the way the Menoira was shaped. So Memela, it's written in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, because practical, when did they do this? When did they arrange the Menoira in such a way? When they built the Menoira. But Avada Biskrov says there must be, it is a din in that Lokas HaMenoira, it's not a din in the clay Beis HaMikdash, the Menoira. He says, Lamayin of Kimena, we have to understand a bit better, he gives the beautiful, beautiful of Kimena. He says, Azoy, the Menoira has two dinim. I think we'll appreciate that, very straightforward. Menoira has two dinim. Din number one is, it's a clay sharis. There's a din you have to bring it, like a korban. The korban is lighting Shema Zayis Doch, but you need a clay sharis for that. So what's the clay sharis? In this case, the clay sharis is the Menoira. That's one din. It's in order to do the avodas HaMenoira. There's another din that we have to build a Beis HaMikdash. I think I spoke last time here about the mitzvah is Beis HaMikdash. So a mitzvah that we have a Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah, so there's all different dinim. The way a Beis HaMikdash, one of the dinim is, you need a shulchan, you need the Menoira. And even when the Menoira is off, because the Rambam says it doesn't burn the whole day the Menoira, the fact the Menoira is there, the mokim, you're Mekai, mitzvah being Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Beis HaMikdash looks like. There's a bias, there's a shulchan, there's a Menoira, there's the Oren. Says the Rambam, says the Biskerov, imagine, you know, gold is very soft, right? Imagine that after the menorah is off, somebody went and bent it back, made it straight. A Yekesh, a guy wants to look straight, not bent to the side. He said to Biskilov, it wouldn't be a problem, al filchas beis hamikdash. Why? Because the thing that has to be bent to the middle is not in Hilchas, the way the menorah has to look. It's a din and the adlokah. So when it's light, when it's burning, it has to be that way. When not, you can bend it back. It's beautiful, it's still off. So, be'etzem, Avada Suks, where it's a latter de hadlokka. It's because of hadlokka samanoira. And he says, is very good. And that's why Taka the Tzivui wasn't by Batalo. The Tzivui is where? Here, but that was about Loitzko, Sanedis, and Utanem, Lodi, Yidushim, Sanedis, is talking to Ahag. Right, Agav, we're talking about the Tzuras, Habasmigdash, you know, Chagige, is Doha Mishnah. That the Kahanim, Amaratzim, they were worried maybe they're not so Torah, so he used to warn them not to touch the Shulchan. Not to touch the Shulchan. Tavos. Because they said, because if you touch the Shulchan, we'll have to toivel it. And if you toivel it, you won't be able to have Lechem Ponim Lafon Atomit. Oh, but the Gemara says, the Menorah is gefelach, the Menorah you could toivel. So I saw, brought down, I think the Mikdash David asked the Kashrus, says, could toivel the Menorah. The Masad is a Chiv to have a bit of Mikdash. And the minute you take the Menorah, it's Beis HaMikdash because it has to have all the kelim. So we say, okay, if it happens, it happens. But the Ketchila, to be so lenient about it. So I maybe heard this once, but I think it's Gan Saglach Havot. If we have a house, a person has a house, he has furniture in the house, he has a table. I'm all machmas simcha because of repair. You take the table out. It's not always bias. This bias has a table, has chairs, has furniture. It's normal. Think of it in our own homes. It doesn't make always. If somebody takes it, so Nishdor, he sold this table, yeah? Where's the table? He sold my table, a Honisha table, yeah? So it felt in the bias. But if he has a table, it's just for a short time, has to mend it or something, felt in the bias. So Mustafa, the Beis HaMikdash needs to have a menorah. If it has a menorah, it's okay. I have to toivel it. The same, you have to toivel it. You have to serve it something. I think it's going to posh it. Doesn't take it. But Hashem can lech my opponent. There's a posh in the toilet. It has to be tomid. But the Menorah Tomer is only should be lit by night. But if you take away a few minutes, it's gefelach. What's that? Yeah, lahalos the Tomer. But we know that the Tomer is only every night. It's like, but Tomer to me, the Mishashach, Tomer Shemayim. It's a different type of Tomer. Yeah. There's other things to talk about. Yeah, let us talk about one more minute. We'll talk about the steps. We can still finish the stairs going up to the Menorah. I just want to just remember that I want to add on one little thing to the singing of the Menorah. You know, there's an issa to copy any keli to the Beis HaMikdash. Don't just copy it. Now the Gemara says, "Listen, they posh it. At Menorah, they have seven branches also to make it. Even, now this is the catch, even without the cups and the flowers, when it's made in metal. When it's made in gold, then it's beseder, because it's only ma'akev, the prochim, and the cups, only when it's in zohov. So anything that's ma'akev, that'll be okay. If you have it at home, you have a gold menorah with no prochim, it's okay, it's not a menorah. But if you have a metal one, it's a problem. As long as it has seven branches, then it's a problem. And the Pasuk talked about all kinds of ateirim, what can you do? So somebody once wanted to mention, he said, there's a right, according to the Rambam, that it has to be, the lamps have to be faced or bent to the middle. And the Ramban, there's somewhere Ramban, and I couldn't find it, somebody quoted Ramban, that says that's ma'akif. If it's not that way, it is ma'akif. So Mamela, let us be allowed to make a menorah with seven branches. And just that, we'll just leave out that point, that it won't have the lamps bent to the middle. But according to the Biskirov, it doesn't work. Because we just had a concept of Biskirov, that's only a din in what? In that locket, not a din for the Kliya Menorah, that won't help us. So that's a very interesting thought. Yeah, let us talk quickly, there's only 4 minutes left. What's about that one? No. The way you mean the pictures, okay, it's only a physical menorah. A physical menorah. There's also a very interesting, you look in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei, where it talks about these halachas, I'm just thinking about painting the face of a person. I saw the other time yesterday, brings the Gamsa Meiser, they wanted to paint the Chacham Tzvi. He never did let Bishamoif, and then they got up as a very quick painter, a master painter, and he made the tzur of the Chacham Tzvi. There must be somewhere a proper painting from him. They did some pictures, but he writes about that over there. That's in the same sif. Yeah, let's talk about the stairs going up to the menorah. Very, very quick, because I still want to say one little over on the mon that I think is a kosher over later on the Zelda. It says in here, Baloischa Sanele, so Rashi picks up the word Bahaloischa. What is Bahaloischa? Two pshatim. One pshat is when you light it, you have to make sure that the flame goes up properly. That's also chinuch. Not enough just to light the child a little bit, you have to make sure oile me'aleo. Right? Because menorah is Torah. And then you have another point of view that you do is malis lefnei menorah, stairs going up to the menorah. So I had a very good aura once for a blazer schlesing. I had a good kasha, verstehnish. It wasn't a mitzvah, you had to stand on the stairs. You don't have to stand on the stairs. The Gemara Menachos asked the kasha, the Gemara thought that the menorah is only 9 tefachim. The Gemara said, if it's only 9 tefachim, what do you need stairs for? That's what do you need stairs for? If Hashem says stand on the stairs, stand on the stairs. So that's what you need them for. If Hashem wants you to stand on the stairs, you stand and you bend down. What's the kasha? Maybe you have to be on them, I don't know what. So vice versa from the thing, you don't have to use the stairs only when it's practical. So the Gemara asks, if it's only 9 tefachim, it's never practical. That's the Gemara's cash. So you see, you don't really have to go on the stairs. So what's the whole din of stairs? If you need it, you go on the stairs. You don't need it, you don't go on the stairs. Right? Well, what's this about? So the Blade Shlady once said a very nice word. He said, Azoy, he says that the din that a koyan has to be on the floor. There mustn't be a chatzitza between the koyan and the Beis Mikdash. If he stands a ragle chaver, he stands on his friend's foot, he does the avodas possible. That's very good. The kids, if they wouldn't say, imagine if Kohen is a shorty, right? And they stand the Kohen, we know that the Gemara is the maskot, that it's 9 tvachim until the branches, but it's altogether 18 tvachim, it's quite a large menorah. For a short Kohen, he wants to go on the stairs, it'd be a problem of chatzitza. So therefore the Kohen has to say, they're allowed to go on stairs. Says Rav Blazer, the last little Knaitz Gevaldik. He says, what does it actually say? So it's a mative. The main thing is that lock is a menorah. Yeah? The main hadlock is a leo koin umative. As we know that hadlock is kshera bizarre. That you don't have to have a koin for hadlock is a menorah. So therefore, you don't have to have a koin, Zichi doesn't have to stand on the floor. But it's only hadlock is a menorah that you need a koin. I heard the kasha this week started talking about hadlock is a menorah. So some say that this was chinuch a menorah. The first time you light the menorah, in order to make it kodosh, you need a koin. But usually, you don't need a koin. Have one more minute, do I?
Yes.
Yeah? One more minute. About the mon. Rav Moira de Gastira. The Yidden said, ay, 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 the mon, it was terrible, yeah? Vayancho, ve'inivecho, ve'achilcho, samon, mamash, it's getting gefela. Then the Torah says, it was gewaldige taste. You look at Rashi this week, it says that they mealed it, and they cooked it. I said, I didn't have to do that. Whatever they thought, it had that time. So, somebody the Castilla, he has something, whatever you eat is gewaldig. And he has said, he didn't say it was terrible, the man. So, I heard from Bavik de Miller, Rajalim, years ago, a vote that I take with me always. The vote says, that Avada, if you thought about anything you thought that had that time, it's only if you believed it. If you really believe that this shtickle man could have a time of steak, then it had that time. And that was very hard work. It was very, very hard work. And most people just decided just to take it easy on the eight mom. And mom was katsapichim zvash, was the most delicious type of pastry. However, if you take a guy, lock him into a house, you serve him the best menu you can think of for breakfast and for supper, for breakfast and for supper, for breakfast and for supper. After a week, he wants to break out and eat some dry bread. Yeah? He's going crazy. So, the Mashenkin, if they really worked hard, now, you know, we could bluff ourselves, we come Shabbos, we work, we feel Kedusha Shabbos. Here they had a tester, right? Because if it didn't turn into fake, they weren't thinking hard enough. And most people didn't think hard enough. The limit that I take to myself for the Zoe, that the emes is that our life is the same thing, right? That life is full of blessings. You walk out in the street, there's a beautiful blue sky, yeah? And it's gewaldig, the weather we've had lately, and we have all the children, and the family, and our Yom Tov, it's unbelievable, pilip aloyim. But some people go around, v'yan chaviri vecho, no, how's life not too bad, yeah? What's the pshat? If you don't really think about the blessings you have, you don't have them. You pause it, then it becomes a problem. You have the most, you have the best opportunities at our fingertips. I mean, the blessings we have today is been a problem. And then, and all in Yonim, the comforts and everything. We just know that Bavik Demir was such a happy man. He used to, once told somebody, I know, he said, who said, I'm so happy about this. You know what air is? He appreciated air. He went around the street, he was delirious about they had air. Sometimes I drive to Golden Green, I live in Stanford Hills, I go through Willington, these roads, and I didn't notice anything. If I stop to look at the tree line, suddenly it opens up in front of me, that's how beautiful, I never saw such a thing. It's unbelievable, you just stand and stare at it. Sure, that's the thing from the month, that we have month always, everything always has all time, you just have to think about it. We should have a nice Yom Tov, thank you very much everybody.